Tomorrow is a journey where everything can happen, where lightness is strong and strength is memorable, like good memories to come.
Tomorrow is where technology meets what matters and makes the difference.
Tomorrow is Proxys. Tomorrow is here.
Proxys by Samsonite.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good. Feels good. It's a tasty Thursday. And we welcome back one of my favorites, Makan Kaki. He is an incredible chef. And also, you'll recognize him as a judge on MasterChef Singapore. The new season, season 3, is back. We're in the thick of it. I'm going to catch up with Chef Damian De Silva on all the action. Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Last week, we popped by your restaurant, Rempapa, right, to have an incredible meal. And every time we eat there, it just gets better and better. Tell us a little bit about what's happening over at Rempapa. Anything new you want to share with our listeners?
Well, yes. Although we just opened around about 6 months, we have added some new items to the menu. And I think that's very important because people come back to want to try new things. And of course, there's always going to be some old favorites. And it's not just items that I would execute. There are going to be items that the kitchen staff would execute as well, because that is also, to me, very important to get everyone involved in their culinary journey at Rempapa.
I feel like, you know, that is very much a generous way of mentoring younger ones with your experience. And it not only is happening in your own restaurant kitchen, but I feel that that's spilling over as well into what you're doing in your capacity as a judge on MasterChef Singapore. Now, we're back with season 3, right?
Yes.
Does it get tired at all? You've already done season 1. You've done season 2. Now you've started season 3. Is there anything new and exciting that gets you all fired up?
You know, with MasterChef, right, with each season, there's always something new about it that gets you excited. You know, with season 1, it's the first time, you know, you didn't know what to expect. And then season 2, you know, you knew certain things that were going to happen. You knew people would get eliminated, people who are really favorites. And then you thought, okay, with season 3, I think I've seen everything. No, you know. Okay, 3 seasons might not be a lot, right? But still, I'm surprised. Still, I'm impressed. And season 3 seems to be the best for me in terms of not just the contestants, but everything about season 3.
What's the most impressive thing so far that you can reveal? Because I know this whole competition is shrouded in secrecy.
I would say that some of the contestants have really shined beyond our expectations. You think you've seen all the contestants, right? And then, you know, in comes someone that creates things out of the norm, out of their comfort zone. And that's what I like about contestants in MasterChef that do that. Of course, you know, you want to be safe in MasterChef because then I'll go to the next round.
You got to stay safe. Don't go a bit too crazy. Then, you know, if you're not showing creativity and innovation, then boring, then you also could get eliminated, right?
Exactly. So the ones that challenge themselves, these are the ones that I'm with them. We all have our, oh, I wish this is the person that will win it, right? I mean, everyone that watches MasterChef after the third episode will say, okay, this is my pick on the winner, right? Even the judges have got that. And you know, sometimes it's not only about skill, it could be luck, but I think it's the attitude that some of the contestants have, that never say die attitude. And with this season, right, we see a lot of that. You know, everybody really struggles to push themselves, and it gets better for me. You want to see that. Otherwise, it's just going to be so boring, right, as a judge.
So if it excites you, then it should definitely get us excited. And I love that you mentioned the contestants. Are there any of them that you want to highlight?
You know, there was more than a couple. The one person that I was really impressed with, it's mentioning the name of a dish before actually creating it. When we cook, right, we would cook the dish and then we would give the dish a name.
Yeah.
Andy wasn't like that. Andy actually gave a name to the dish and then created the dish to the name. How creative can one get? You know, I could do that. And I was really impressed. And you know, when he came up the final dish, you try to figure out, you know, how it made sense. And then he explained it to you and like, my God, what did I think of that? It was so clever. But it not only makes sense, but it also tasted good.
Would you say that the caliber, the standards of the season's contestants has grown in any way?
They have. Could be because of the pandemic, that a lot of them were actually cooking a lot more at home. I feel that it would be unfair to say that these contestants cook better.
Right.
But I would say that they've had more practice.
And we know practice makes perfect.
Yes. And you could see it. You could see in the execution. You could see in the skills. You could see in the imagination that they had with the dishes that they put out. So yes, for sure, they've had more practice. And because of that, they were more confident.
Yeah.
This is why I feel, right, MasterChef is a show that every Singaporean should watch. First of all, it's not only about cooking, right? It's a lot more than that. It teaches you how to be methodical. And I think that's very important. I think watching MasterChef would aid you in understanding your cooking procedure much better, your planning, what you should do from the very beginning. Before you even start, you should already think. And MasterChef does that for you. And you don't have only one example. You have a group of contestants that are competing with each other to become number one, right?
Yeah.
So with that, right, you can sum up in point, well, I like this guy, what he's doing. He might not be doing 100% right. There could be another person is doing 50% right, but the 50% that he's doing is a lot more intense, a lot more thought of than the person that's doing 100%. So with that in mind, right, it actually gives a person who wants to learn to cook a lot of advantages, a lot of details for you to take in where you can actually use it when you cook. And if you want to eventually go to MasterChef and become a contestant, it really, really prepares you.
Yeah.
Everybody learns something, you know. There's no person in the world that I know everything. There are ingredients that I have not seen. And because of MasterChef, I've seen it. I'm more a heritage person. So sometimes when you get new ingredients, I'm like, what the hell is this, man? Right? So, and I think for somebody who's sitting back and watching it and seeing all these things, it opens your mind. Yes, of course, there are other cooking shows. But, you know, this is something that you can relate to because it's a Singaporean cooking show. It's a Singaporean MasterChef. And I think that's important. You know, one of my customers said to me, you know what I did, Damien? I actually challenged myself. He would like take the ingredients, for example, that the contestants were given, right? And then he would time himself. Okay, let's say they had 45 minutes and then he would do it. And then he called me back the other day and he says, hey, you know, it's not easy, huh? I said, yeah, of course. I said, so how long do you take? He said, I took 1 hour and 15 minutes. He said, well, there you go. You failed, man.
You're eliminated. Yeah.
Exactly.
But people get so involved when they watch.
Yes,
they're like, oh, I want to challenge myself. I'm going to do the same thing with all the ingredients.
They really do. Yeah. Wonderful,
and
right?
It is. And I can hear the pride in your voice. I was just wondering, have you kept in touch with previous contestants, what they've been doing since the previous competitions have ended?
Yes, they keep in touch. They've come to my restaurant. Season one, season two, for sure. And I think it's wonderful that we still keep in touch and to know how far they progress. You know, Aaron is, of course, running his noodle stores, not just one.
Yes, tasty.
And he's got it to a T. He's very, very methodical from the stock, from the amount of ingredients that he has, everything's weighed out. So he makes it really easy for his workers.
Yeah.
And that's really wonderful. Mm. Jen has got a
sour bomb.
So, a lot of them are doing well. Derek does private dining.
Yes.
I keep in touch. Even, you know, with the ones that have not won, you know, Zephyr. So we do keep in touch.
I think that what you guys have created, and it's kind of like a follow-up to what you have said, it is an exchange of ideas. It is communication. It is connection. And when you have food as your common language, I think that you've created a really wonderful community. And because you're such a papa figure, right? A father figure. As a mentor, I feel that, there's a certain amount of pride over what they've achieved and the plans that they have. So we're really looking forward to seeing what unfolds in this current new season of MasterChef Singapore. Thank you so much to you, Chef Damien De Silva, judge on MasterChef Singapore. Be sure to watch the third season, new episodes every Sunday, and you can also catch up anytime via mewatch.sg/MasterChef SG. Thanks again, Chef Damien.
It's always wonderful chatting with you, Denise. Always wonderful.
Introducing the new fully electric Mercedes-Benz EQB with the all-rounder e-mobility package. Going electric now comes easy with free 10-year service package, 5-year road tax, and 5 years worth of charging credits. Discover versatility with the variable boot space in the 7-seater EQB. What's more, a single charge takes you up to a class-leading 569 kilometres. Test drive it today at the Mercedes-Benz Centre.